This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to The Kona Edge on a Monday. I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you on board once again. Before we get into today's podcast, just a quick heads up. It is brought to you by lowcarbhighfatrunning.com. Run faster and feel stronger than you ever have before. To find out more, head over to lowcarbhighfatrunning.com for all the details. Coming up on today's podcast, we're going to be heading back to Nelson Mandela Bay, the home of the 2018 Ironman 70.3 World Championships. Richard Laurie joining us today to talk a little bit about his Ironman run and some of the things he's done to get better in his Ironman career. That's all on the way on this edition. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Coach Parry Triathlon Coaching. With a passion for high-performance sport, Lindsay Parry is one of South Africa's most widely recognized and respected coaches. Having led a team to the London and Rio Olympic Games, Lindsay has coached both triathletes and runners onto podiums of some of the world's most illustrious races. Lindsay has the unique ability to understand what it takes to succeed at any level and thrives on coaching, motivating and inspiring others to do the same. To find out more about working with Coach Parry, head over to theconaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to theconaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some running here on the Kona Edge. Richard Laurie, who's in Port Elizabeth in South Africa, joins us once again. Richard, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us.
Yeah, how's it, Brad? Thanks very much. I'm very, very excited to speak about running.
Yeah, it's your nemesis. It's the one you struggle with the most. Why is it so hard, Rich? I know you're not the smallest of triathletes. You don't weigh 50 kgs, and us bigger guys do struggle. Is that the issue, or is it something else?
Yeah, I think that there's definitely that's definitely a factor for me, without a doubt. Before I started doing triathlon, I was quite a big boy, and I was very much involved in my gymming. So I really built a lot of muscle before I started doing triathlon, and it's something that I've seemed to maintain, even having done the sport for 6 to 7 years. Yes, I have toned down a fair amount, but at the same time, I am still weighing, 85 kilos plus. And my father was a brilliant runner, but I know that when he was running his best times, he was probably weighing in at around 74, 75. So I definitely have got a very strong running gene. I think I would be a lot more of a accomplished runner if my body weight had to go down to, say, maybe 81, 82 kgs. I think it is possible for me to get my body weight down to that. But in Kona, unfortunately, I wasn't quite down at what I wanted to be. And then obviously, having my little accident before the race, it really damaged my right leg quite badly. So I wasn't able to put together the run performance that I'd hoped for. In terms of 70.3 distances, I think my fastest run off the bike there is a 125. And my fastest Ironman marathon is a 3:14. 70.3, I need to be running at 118s to be a competitive amateur at a world championship event. And for an Ironman event, I should be running 3 hours flat to be competitive at Kona. So, there's definitely still work to be done, but I do think that I will really improve as a runner if I am to lose a little bit more body weight. I think that my running strength is good, and my fitness is generally very good, but taking that sack of potatoes off my back is definitely going to help a lot.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, just in US terms, just for everyone listening, I mean, 85 kgs is 187 pounds, which is big for a competitive age group. And I've always said that Ironman needs to introduce, like they've done in mountain biking here in South Africa, a buffalo category. So anything over 85 kgs get to race in their own category. And Paul Kay always says it about me. He says, pound for pound, I'm the fastest Ironman in Africa. So I think we should really, really sort of campaign for Ironman to give us our own category. Rich, we can be the Buffalo World Champions. Yeah. I think that would be amazing.
Yeah, I think Garmin should make a data screen pace per kilogram or something.
Absolutely. I'm in it to win it, man. I'm definitely in it to win it. Rich, tell me about some of the things you've done over time to really improve your run.
I think, you know, for me, being an athlete and also a coach, I think very important is being aware of the nature of running and how catabolic it is on the body. So how it can actually break down the body. So, you know, building your running very, very gradually is extremely, extremely important. You know, if you're building an athlete too quickly, it's inevitable that they're going to pick up injury. So I think, you know, being very aware of building an athlete correctly is very critical. That's something that I've been very focused on. And obviously, with that comes being consistent. You know, you can't miss one or two runs in 1 week, and then the next week, you've got five runs, and then you do all of those runs, because then you're going to go from running 20 kilometers the first week to running 50 kilometers the next week. And that's going to be very, very hard on the body. So I think, you know, consistency in training, building your running at the correct rate is very important. And I think also for me, you know, doing speed work has really paid off very nicely. I'm sure that probably 99% of athletes would agree with that. You know, like I said earlier with my biking, you know, you also have to make sure that you're training specifically for the event that you're racing. So East London, again, we've got the Bunkers Hill, which everyone talks about, which is a really, really nasty climb that can really affect your half marathon. It's 70.3 distance, you know. So, yeah, you've obviously got to be spending some time doing hilly runs. You know, I've been throwing my guys into massive hill repeat sessions for the last couple of weeks, getting them really strong, getting the legs strong and making them stronger athletes as opposed to just making them faster athletes. Because I'm a firm believer that East London is, yes, to a certain extent, you need to be fast, but at the same time, you also need to be a strong endurance athlete in order to race well there. So specific training for the event that you're training for.
I think that is some wise advice. Your favorite run workouts, what do you absolutely love doing?
So, yeah, I think one of my favorites is a session of doing, I'll do a nice warm up for about 15, 20 minutes, and then I'll do a set of drills and some strides just to get the muscles fired up, loosen up any muscles that may be tight. And then I will go into a nice set of hill repeats, you know, whether it's a set of 8 30-second hill repeats, focusing on form. It's not just the case of how fast I can get up the hill, but obviously driving from the correct muscles and activating the correct muscles to build strength, and obviously landing, yeah, 4 foot. It's really nice to run uphill and very easy to land 4 foot. And then I'll go from the hill repeats into an interval set where I might do 8 by 1 kilometer with 60-second recovery between each, building the efforts as I go. So starting slower, getting faster throughout. Or I'll do a fartlek set where I'll do 6 times 3 minutes at a certain pace with 2 minutes easy jogging in between each. And then once I'm done with those intervals, I'll then go back to the hill and I'll hit out another 8 by 30-second hill repeats, you know, focusing on form again, just to finish off the session. And then obviously after that, I'll just go for a little 10-minute cool down jog.
Fantastic. Well, Rich, it's been great catching up. Thanks for your time today on the Cone Edge.
Great, Brad. Thanks very much. Yeah, it's been great.
A massive thank you to our sponsor of the podcast today, Low Carb High Fat Running. 8 weeks to running on nothing but fat. Run faster and feel stronger than you ever have before. To find out more, head over to lowcarbhighfatrunning.com. All the details are there. And that's about it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for listening. Short and sweet today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.